Hey there, thoughtful listener. This is Josh Ellidge, CEO of UpMyInfluence.com. I'm so excited to announce our new Thoughtful Entrepreneur High Ticket Sales Coaching Program, which you can try absolutely free. No credit card needed. Head to UpMyInfluence.com/free. We're also actively seeking guests for our daily commercial-free entrepreneurial inspiration podcast, the one you're listening to. If you know someone who is doing 6 to 8 figures in business, send them our way. Just go to upmyinfluence.com/guest. Now let's get on with the show. With us right now, Mina Hawk. Mina, you are found on the web at attorneymina.com. Surprise, surprise, you have a law firm and you work with a lot of business owners. You work with some very big businesses and you work with a lot of SMBs as well. Mina, thank you so much for joining us.
Josh, thank you so much for having me today.
Yep. All right. So Mina, high level overview, what does the law office of Mahina Hawk PLLC do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a general practice, one-stop shop located in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. We represent both businesses and individuals in a multi-practice law firm. We practice corporate law, personal injury, product liability, employment, discrimination claims, and immigration. So my clients can be, you know, they basically benefit from coming to one firm and like getting my knowledge in all these multi-practice areas.
Yeah. You know, a couple of areas that we chatted about before we hit record here that I'd really like to focus on in our conversation. Number one would be the business owner who is considering being a franchisor. So let's say they've got a great company going. Maybe it's a great marketing company. They're like, listen, we have a great system. We want to get franchise owners involved. And it's not as simple as just saying, all right, I'm going to put a page on my website saying, give me $40,000 and I'll teach you, you know, I'll give you a franchise. There's more to it than that, right?
Absolutely. In fact, it's a regulated area. So before someone wants to expand, the first and foremost thing you need to realize is like you need to protect your smarts. You need to protect your brand. So you need to make sure that your intellectual property area is in place. You have the trademark filed because as a franchisor, if you want to like, you know, basically sell your like to franchisees, you need to have that trademark. In the United States, and if you want to franchise out outside of US, you need to make sure you have the trademark filing in place outside of the US as well. So that would be number one. And then secondly, what you really have to be vigilant about is the regulatory requirement. There is a federal requirement, which is called the Franchisor Disclosure Document, FDD. It's very important that you file that. And there are almost 23 items in FDD that you need to comply with. For example, you need to disclose your audited financial statement, you know, to your prospective franchisees. Part of the reason is so that the prospective franchisees can make an informed decision. So there are all these steps that you have to take. You need to have an audit company, get your financial statements audited. You need to have a good bio of the management for the franchisor disclosure document so that the franchisees know who is actually running the show. And in addition to FDD, which is a federal rule, you also need to comply with state requirements. Each state is different. As you know, we have a patchwork of law. So some states have registration requirement and some the requirement of, you know, it varies by state. Some are more cumbersome than others. So that's where you want to first focus on in terms of like complying with law and regulations.
If my business is in Florida and I have somebody that's in the state of Missouri and they want to start a franchise, do I have to proactively know what the laws are in the state of Missouri if that's where the franchisee is, or is it primarily just my own home state?
No, that's a very good question, Josh. You actually need to know the law of Missouri as well.
Darn.
basically in Missouri too. And nowadays, you know, the state registration in terms of entity, it's not that difficult. But what, you know, business owners need to be careful about is it's not only state registration we're talking about, but there is like franchise specific law that you have to comply. So you need to make sure that you comply with whichever state that you are selling. The part of the reason it's regulated, the policy behind this is so that prospective franchisees are not being deceived for the fee that you are earning. So, which is why we have the franchisor disclosure document. And there, as I say, there are like 23 items for most states, you know, that suffices. For others, there are more requirements. California is one state that comes to mind that has more requirement than others.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet California is known for that. So, Mina, that said, because it sounds like, you know, as you're kind of laying this out, it sounds like a lot of work, like if I want to be able to have a franchise. But I think that that's a good thing, right? Because ultimately, you know, we want to create a system where, you know, that franchisees are protected, that there's, you know, some legal oversight here to make sure that it goes well. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, I think it's healthy that there's a bit of a barrier so that, you know, there again, we have some control over what it means to offer a franchise opportunity.
Absolutely. Because, you know, if you think of all the big franchises, like Starbucks started out as a small coffee shop back in the 1970s. And look at all the Starbucks location we have in the United States and all over the world and the experience it has created for its consumers. Similarly, these days, we're seeing a lot of small businesses doing so well, especially they're launching as an e-commerce brand. And there is a lot of potential for them. They can be the next Starbucks if they take the right steps. And part of the thing is they have to be vigilant. Like, do I want to franchise out my business? What do I have to do? First and foremost, as I said before, like, you know, protect your smarts, protect your brand, your intellectual property. Consult with a trademark lawyer. Make sure that you have that in place. Secondly, you know, we have a regulated environment here in the US, FDD, franchisor disclosure document, as I just said, and the state requirements. In some foreign countries, they have some disclosure requirements and then they don't. So if you want to franchise it, let's say somewhere like in Qatar, there isn't any franchisor disclosure law there. So things like this, you need to consider as you expand and grow. Where are you doing your business? Whether it's in the US, in the foreign country, and consult with a local lawyer wherever you are setting up or selling your franchises.
Yeah. You know, another thing I know, Mina, that you do a lot of work around is in employment law. So can you give us maybe just a few general best practices for employment? So if I'm I'm a business owner, you know, I'm actively hiring. You don't, especially in the area of discrimination and stuff like that, you got to be really careful on that side of things. What are like some general best practices that that any business should have in place if they are going to be actively hiring employees?
Absolutely. First and foremost, have an employee handbook. You need an employee handbook, and that lays out the policy of your company. Work with someone who can help you put the right policy in there. Make sure that the employees understand. In terms of discrimination, each state, the law varies. Obviously, there is the Title VII characteristics, which is like, you know, there is no discrimination based on race, religion, gender, age. And aside from that, each state varies. For example, in DC, there is no discrimination based on personal appearance. This is something you see in the retail industry. An employee would come and say, my manager commented something about my personal appearance. So be very careful when you're talking with your employee about what you should talk about, because sometimes you may think, oh, my employee is just being sensitive. No, they're not being sensitive. It may be somewhere you may be violating the law. So having that training, I think managers should think of obtaining training of how to communicate with my employees without, violating any laws.
Yeah. Yeah. Good advice. So Mina, I know you've worked with some really big clients, you're based in DC there. Do you mind sharing maybe some of the bigger work that you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, I am very busy representing Tony Roma's, which is one of the largest casual dining rib restaurant. And they have presence like all over the world in more than 65 countries. I'm the outside general counsel there. So being the top lawyer of the company and making sure we can turn the company around. Last year, it basically, just like any other restaurant, when the pandemic hit, it was facing a lot of restaurant closures. And then we had a foreign investor who bought the company and he's trying to turn the company around. And I am helping him in terms of management strategy and legal advice. So the company will turn 50 years next year. 50 years is our anniversary. And what we like to call it is at the moment it's a 50-year-old startup, but it's doing very well. And we hope to sell franchises very soon in the United States and in the world and reclaim the position it once had.
Yeah. All right. So your website, Mina, is attorneymina.com. And when somebody goes there and they're like, okay, listen, I'm excited. I would love the idea of, either expanding my business through franchise model or maybe they're going to be doing some hiring and they don't. I think it's always helpful if you haven't had a legal review of your processes and your practices, right? To get that reviewed, that helps you stay in business. And so when somebody goes to your website, what do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I get a lot of inquiries from potential clients, from businesses to product liability issues, employment and immigration. So when they come into my website, they fill out the contact us form and we try to respond back to them really quick. They can call my office. I'm very accessible. As soon as I speak to my client and we engage them, they can reach me through text messages and phone calls. I don't charge them by the hour for all those communication because these days it's all about an experience. I don't want clients to feel like, oh, I'm talking to my lawyer. And basically that means I need to pay for every single minute. And sometimes clients live out very important information. So I just don't want my client to feel any type of pressure or feel this relationship to be a cumbersome one. I rather want them to have that experience of having an attorney, a trusted advisor by their side, so that if they have any question in terms of their business or any issues, they can reach me through text message. Sometimes, obviously, sometimes I'm busy, but most of the time, I try to respond back to my client very promptly. I try to make myself very accessible and approachable because it's all about the experience.
Yeah. Mina Hawk, again, your website, attorneymina.com. Mina, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome, Josh. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, we have an audience of over 120,000 that we would love to promote your story to. Please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. I'm also so excited to announce our new Thoughtful Entrepreneur High Ticket Sales Coaching Program, which you can try absolutely free. No credit card needed. Head to upmyinfluence.com/free. If you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you do that, tag us with the hashtag UpMyInfluence. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. What do you win? Well, we will promote you and retweet you and reshare you and your business to over 120,000 social media fans totally free. Can you also hook us up in your podcast player right now? please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review, and we promise to read it all and take action. Thank you if you've done this already. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. Your feedback helps us fulfill that mission. And while you're at it, please hit that subscribe button. You know why? Tomorrow, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. 15 to 20 minutes a day. My name's Josh Elledge. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at upmyinfluence.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.